Well, we've begun looking at things President Trump did that President-elect Biden has promised to undo, and one is the Iran nuclear deal, which President Trump pulled the U.S. out of in 2018. The agreement, signed during the Obama administration, put restrictions on Tehran's nuclear ambitions in exchange for sanctions relief. President Trump reimposed those sanctions when he abandoned the deal 2 years ago, and they've been crippling Iran's economy. And yesterday, a report from the International Atomic Energy Agency said Iran is violating the agreement in increasing its stockpile of low-enriched uranium and also enriching it to a higher level of purity than permitted. Jim Walsh is here now, security analyst. He's with MIT Security Studies Program. So, Jim, does Iran have the material to produce a nuclear weapon?
No. I mean, you need highly enriched uranium or plutonium. Iran has neither. It has some low enriched uranium, which it could, over a period of time, if it kicked out all the inspectors and tore off all the inspections equipment and sensors, might be able to convert to highly enriched uranium at some point. But no, I mean, what Iran did during the Iran deal, which was on life support and looks like it's actually going to survive, what it did to push back at a certain point was sort of stuff at the margins. You know, we'll increase the amount of low-enriched uranium we have. We'll do this. We'll do that. But on the fundamentals, they didn't do anything. And everything they did, they announced at the time they did it, was reversible.
Exactly. So now if I'm reading this report right, they said when they increased things, they were transparent, and they're still getting some inspections, right?
Yes, and IAEA is doing its job, and I think it's doing a pretty darn good job, the international inspectors, and they have a careful eye. But I think here's the – when we step back from what's going on. So Iran sort of tried to punch back a little by with minor violations of the JCPOA, this Iran deal, but they didn't do any of the big things. And their president announced that they are willing to go back to full compliance if Biden and the U.S. rejoin the deal. So that's the question. We're all on hold, again, all of us on another topic, and that's going to be the future of this agreement. Now, Biden says he wants to join it, but there is a debate in the Biden camp. And the debate goes something like this. Well, yes, we should join quickly rather than letting it drag, because bad things will happen if we wait. And then others say, well, we should wait and try to get a better deal. Or we should use all this leverage that Trump built up by hitting Iran with a stick. We should use that ourselves and try to get a better deal. And that's the debate. Do they try to push the Iranians again, or do they go back to the status quo before that opportunity is lost? I tend to think a quick process is better than a slow one. But that's the debate right now on the Biden people.
But, and on the other hand, we still don't know what the balance in the Senate is going to be. And, you know, going a little bit to the side of those who want a tougher deal, who think it's flawed, as President Trump did, might help get that deal through. But in the couple minutes we have, I just have to ask you about what we're watching, Jim, as someone like you who watches national security. How concerned are you about President Trump impeding this transition to the Biden presidency, also firing the Secretary of Defense, appointing loyalists to Pentagon positions? It's caused fear that he may send the military into the streets of the U.S. to suppress protesters because, you know, Defense Secretary Esper would not allow him to do that. Some of these loyalists would be more for that. So that's caused a lot of fear. Or that he may start a war with Iran.
You know, weirdly, I have to say, all those things are on the table. I don't worry so much about the Biden transition. I think that is going to happen. Call me an optimist. I think the president-elect will take office. And they're all pros. They've been in there before. This is not their first rodeo. They'll be able to figure it out. I do worry about the president, but maybe a little different than everyone else. We all have our concerns. I'm sort of worried that he's mailing it in, right? We haven't heard from him. He's playing golf. Maybe he's just angry and isn't going to go back to work. And he's fired the Secretary of Defense. You know, what is that, the fourth one in 4 years? I can't even keep count anymore. And so the whole system seems to be, you know, spinning here on the verge of coming undone. And then I would say, I won't assume he'll do that, something malicious will happen. But let's say there's another crisis in the world. And then for all of you say, well, that can't happen. I have one word for you. COVID. You know, anything could happen over 3 months. And if the president isn't firmly focused on it with a national security team that is ready to meet the challenge, that concerns me.
Jim Walsh here now, security analyst, also with MIT Security Studies Program. And as he said, maybe a cockeyed optimist, but I don't know. Sounded kind of dark there, Jim. Thank you.
Thank you.